Jacob Meigs is basically back there, I think. No.
Okay.
I saw him earlier in the park.
Okay. I'm just going to read one poem. It's pretty short. I mean, it's not really that short. It's 2 pages, but I'm working on it. It's not done yet, but I want to give it a test run, so hope you guys like that.
Mention your names.
My name is Peter Webb. Okay. The poem is called Sex Lives, and I want to start with a quote, which is sort of from Kanye West, which is, "The future is its own reward." Not really directly from Kanye West, but... "But who thinks of the children, Dr. Tink says, discussing racial inequality in the U.S. Me and my ex-girlfriend are having unprotected sex. This congruence of asses, balls, and clits, I have succeeded, it is my success. And becoming this attractive young paperless office. I obsess and am white and basically not gay, and having consensual sex partners with my romantic young face. This has become the life of the young that I've dreamed of. I've organized my world into 4 opposite quadrants. And I would pay you to take off your clothes in front of me. A non-feminist position I conspire in a bar with my friendly twin brother. But he asserts that you're a lesbian. But you're nothing of the sort. You just desire to be part of New York. A complaining aunt in high fashion, already subscribed to the accent and denying your roots, but you are too pretty to be believed, I keep thinking. Every one of those summertime freshmen showing off their hips, although I don't believe it is for me, all the petulance inherent in voyeurism, even if I've just begun to write like my aforementioned twin, who's a few years younger poetry-wise, and I've revised and adapted his positions and ideas and composed them in 4-line stanzas after 10 o'clock when I should be sleeping in my fucked-up boudoir where the mice have moved in, attracted to the torn-up bits of fluff constituted in a pile in the style of the tenement families of the 1930s who owned nothing but a heap of feathers for a bed. What a shame, a wasteful shame that there are lives now so peculiarly uncovered by the comfort I imbibe, having nothing, giving nothing, simply present within an eternal coloring of majestic women. Oh, what a dark thrill it is, being intubated by everyone I meet, a dark trill whistling from my gut at the sight of any other human being has begun my very first night of sexual experience, oh, so young and kinky, as it turned out in the kitchen, a dead mouse haunting me still. Robert Bly talks about poets leaping, moving from one subject to the next, one landscape to another, holding the materialist direct by 2 arms and 4 fingers out, out, trying to rid the self, flagrant of emotional sense, and unburdening all the nouns inscribed in the walls like hidden keys, portal to a new degree, and another bachelor, what more the smell of sawdust and bittersweet pine on his arms like radar, the fluid's vicissitude attaching, detaching, fatally, the fumes of life awaiting in movies, art films you purchase on the cheap, abusing your local library's rental system, a waste deep, collecting rust, the floating metallic statues, cursing or blessing those brave or foolish enough to pass." Thank you.
I like having the seat this year because my feet don't stick. And I think they actually put a new carpeting this year, which is interesting. So I once saw Edie Brickell in New York, and she said, "This song is brand spanking new." So this poem is brand spanking new. Someone, I think Joan, talked about Donald Hall. He said you should really put a poem in the drawer for 10 years before you bring it out. So this is a little less than 10 years. This is called "The Girl Who Liked Sneaking Up to Heaven." She would take him to the top of all the hotels in New York, the way some people climb mountains, just to check them off. 10 stories, 20 stories, 30. The sounds would change the higher you went, as if you were standing on the canopy of a rainforest. The sirens below, the planes above, the ambient motor of the city, always humming, rising and falling. It must be like how God tunes us out all the inane prayers, bad street musicians, lonely poets praying through open mics that someone, dear God, someone, will hear them. When all the words and songs and Hail Marys can be drowned out by a few dishwashers in New Jersey and the ringing of school bells in Mount Vernon, Ohio. She would get very quiet and close her eyes, stand motionless, like a wine connoisseur tasting a new varietal. And he would wait patiently, not sure what they were waiting for, until she would smile, step forward, and make love to him. Once in Soho, on New Year's Eve, she took him to the top of the building the party was in. She had on a black dress, and he watched each flake of snow land on it and lived for several moments, like generations of some species evolving before him. Finally, as she unzipped him and shimmied down her panties, he asked, "Why do you do this?" She laughed through the joint she was smoking into the weightless night and said, "It's the law. They have to keep all the roofs unlocked." Music swelled up the stairwell. It was Sinatra. They both tilted their heads up as if something was escaping. Then they were dancing. Just dancing. Heavenly dancing. Now I feel like Rabbi Shankar at the concert for Bangladesh when he was tuning his guitar and they clapped.
Thanks everybody for sticking around. I'm gonna read to this. I'm sorry, this is mostly empty over here, so I'm gonna read to you guys. The Bride of Penn Avenue. On her porch, it's always daylight. It's always a steel town. Girls always wear white that one day. She's always awaiting the first glimpse of night. In ensuing minutes never to happen, he will suffuse the bricks, descend upon his bride. Except she never faced out skyward. The memory is wrong. Approaching the door, her draped knee bent on the next step, the bride has a creator and doesn't know she was painted or that she who painted has died in a plane crash. She fades in the sun's harsh, remote brilliance and disappears when the rock beneath her turns away. It has been so long since I drove past, or not so long, and I saw myself projected on that wall. Not waiting, she is entering her house for the first time. Thanks.
I think that concludes it. It was a lot of fun with all you guys. I like all the open mics. I always think it's healthy. And all the poetry gods, once in a while show up. Just let us know that you're still around and have some fun with the rest of the crew here. Huh? I really love you guys a lot, man. Thank you. Good night.